Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play for you things I love and occasionally throw in something a little odd or different, and I call those things Wombats. And one of the things tonight is a wombat in its own way, as you'll find out. One of the things that interests me greatly is the experience that we have of nonverbal things. I and many of us live so much in our head with words, and we think that's reality to some extent. But reality is experiential, nonverbal. Verbal is representations. So music is a wonderful example of that. Much of music is a nonverbal experience. And the first song is Country Song by David Rawlings. It's called Yep. And along with the words, which are kind of interesting, it's an old story, goes back deep in history. I think it's in child ballads. Is a strange weaving music going on all around it, which creates some kind of context and mood and sense, which I'll be talking about later in the show, which is completely different from the words. So this is Yup by David Rawlings.
The devil come up to him one day, said, one of your family I'm gonna take away. Yep, yep. Well, please don't take my eldest son, his work on the farm has got to be done. Yep, yep. It's not your eldest son I crave, it's your scolding wife I'm gonna take her away. Yep, yep. Now the old man jumped up with a start, saying you can take her with all of my heart. Yep, devil picked her up upon his back. He looked like an eagle stretched on the rack. Yep, yep. And he carried her on about a mile down the road, saying, old woman, you're a hell of a load. Yep, yep. And he carried her down to the gates of hell, saying, poke up the fire, we'll scorch her well. Yep, yep. There were two little devils with a ball and chain, up with her foot she kicked out their brains. Yep, yep. Devils were climbing up the wall, saying, take her back, daddy, she'll murder us all. Yep, yep. Up the next morning, I peeked out of the crack. I seen the old devil just dragging her bag. Yep, yep. Saying, here's your wife, both sound and wet. If I'd kept her there longer, she'd have torn up hell. Yep. Show what a woman can do. She can whoop up the devil and her husband too. Yep. Yep. Shows one advantage women have over men. They can go down to hell and come back again. Yep. Yep. Yep.
That was Yup by David Rawlings. The next song is kind of a joke line. If I said you had a beautiful body, would you hold it against me? And it's kind of a funny word to throw out. And also, it's a beautiful piece of little music, nice little country song. But it raises all sorts of issues. And in our Me Too age, if you said that to somebody, you could get arrested. But if you said it to somebody who liked you and you were flirting with them, they might think it was funny. So it's really strange. The same set of words in different contexts can get you in trouble, or they can be considered friendly. I remember once asking someone many years ago, how is a guy supposed to know when what he says is going to be considered inappropriate or kind flirting? And she said, it depends on whether the woman wants to hear it. So it's as if, to some extent, of course you could be over the line no matter what, to some extent, whether something is inappropriate does not depend on the words or the person who's saying it. To some extent, it depends on the person to whom it says it's said. Sometimes, not always. If I said you had a beautiful body, would you hold it against me? By the Bellamy Brothers.
If I said you had a beautiful body, would you hold it? If I swore you were an angel, would you treat me like the devil tonight? If I was dying of thirst, would you flow in love, come quench me? If I said you have a beautiful body, would you hold it against me?
Now we could talk all night about the weather. Tell you about my friends out on the coast. I could ask a lot of crazy questions or ask you what I really want to know. If I said you had a beautiful body, would you hold it? If I swore you were an angel, would you treat me like the devil tonight? If I was dying of thirst, would you flow in love, come quench me? If I said you have a beautiful body, would you hold it against me?
Now rain can fall so soft against a window, the sun can shine so bright up in the sky. But Daddy always told me, don't make small talk. He said, come on out and say what's on your mind. So if I said, you have a beauty.
Would You Hold It Against Me by the Bellamy Brothers. Next up is a Christmas song, and it's a little strange to play a Christmas song in August, but if it's beautiful music, who cares when it comes from? And besides, we probably haven't heard it for 6 months. It's called Morning in Bethlehem by Donna Ulise, and it's kind of gentle and sublime, and it doesn't matter what you believe, you can still hear a beautiful song, and it's a beautiful story told well. Morning in Bethlehem. Morning in Bethlehem by Donna Ulise. That was the sublime. Now we're going down into the mud. This song is called Chicken Truck, and it's by John Anderson, and it's just raw and rough and rugged. The rhythm is that way, the guitars are that way, and the story is that way. So we're going from the sublime to Chicken Truck.
Chicken truck from Georgia, and the feathers was flying like snow out of the sky. I couldn't get up the speed enough to pass him, and the funny smell was getting close to me, and something keeps on messing up my windshield. It's to see, I say. Yeah, chicken truck, behind it I'm stuck. Chicken truck, it's just my luck. Chicken truck, on Highway 65, yeah. Oh, well, the hens are squawking and the roosters are crowing. He
she's slowing me down and I need to keep going. Chicken truck on Highway 65. Tennessee. He had a box of Colonel Sanders on his dashboard. When he was eating fried chicken and a thawing the bones on me. Yeah, chicken truck, behind it I'm stuck. Chicken truck, just my luck. Chicken truck on Highway 65. Yeah. Well, the hens are squawking and the roosters are crowing. He's slowing me down and I need to keep going. Chicken truck on Highway 65, yeah.
You just heard Chicken Truck by John Anderson. Here comes another country music one. This is Ladies Love Country Boys by Trace Adkins. And it's kind of a fantasy thing, but if you think back to the movie Dirty Dancing, it was a classic example of this. It shows the sophisticated young girl falling for the rough country boy. And I sort of see him as big boned and tall, sweaty, and rough. And it's not that he isn't intelligent. He may be sharp as he can be, but he's just not sophisticated. He's straightforward, he's country. And the fantasy from both sides, from the guy's side, is that I may be just a country boy, but sometimes these sophisticated ladies like me. And from the girl's side, it's like, I may be very prim and proper and on my way to quite a law school career, but I do like country boys. Ladies Love Country Boys by Trace Adkins.
This is for all you sophisticated ladies out there. She grew up in the city in a little subdivision. Her daddy wore a tie, mama never fried a chicken. Ballet, straight A's, most likely to succeed. They bought her a car after graduation. Sent her down south for some higher education. Put her on a fast track to a law degree. She's coming home to visit, holding the hand of a wild-eyed boy with a farmer's tan. And she's riding in the middle of his pickup truck, blaring Charlie Daniels, yelling, turn it up. They raised her up a lady, but there's one thing they couldn't avoid. Ladies love country boys. And daddies want better for their daughters. Hope they'll settle down with a doctor or a lawyer and their uptown ball gown hand-me-down royalty. They never understand why their princess falls for some camouflage breeches and a southern boy draw. Or why she's riding in the middle of a pickup truck, blaring Hank Jr., yelling, turn it up. They raised her up a lady, but there's one thing they couldn't avoid. Ladies love country boys. Oh, get country with it. Now. can try to teach them right from wrong, but it's still gonna turn them on. When they go riding in the middle of a pickup truck, blaring Leonard Skinner, yelling, you can razor up a lady, but there's one thing you just can't avoid. Ladies love country boys. They love us country boys, yeah. Yeah, they can't stand it. It's that country thing, you know. Yeah. Sing tonight.
Ladies Love Country Boys by Trace Adkins. We're going to switch gears here. We're going to folk music. This is Gillian Welch singing I Am Not Afraid to Die. And just to hear those words is kind of scary. And she puts it out there really straight and clean. Every song we've heard so far has a lot of instruments going on. This time, what you hear mainly is Gillian Welch's voice making a very clear statement.
Love, love.
I'm Not Afraid to Die by Gillian Welsh. Well, now comes our wombat. The wombat is not the song. It's me telling you about it. I love to play shape note music. One of my hobbies is singing what's called shape notes. And there are several schools. The school I've been going to is called the Sacred Harp Singers. And Sacred Harp uses shape notes. And I've tried to explain on the show at times what shape notes are, but today I'm going to demonstrate what shape notes are. Let me start off by saying that most music that we sing only has seven notes where we play. And those notes are do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, and then we're back to do. So in shape note singing, of course, there are only seven notes, but they have different names. And the names are fa, sol, la, fa, sol, la, mi, fa. So there are actually only four shapes, four names. So fa, sol, la, that gets repeated twice, and mi. So the entire scale for shape note is fa, sol, la, fa, sol, la, mi, fa. And when shape notes are sung by a group, there are four parts. There's the basses, the tenors, the altos, and the sopranos. And they sing separate kind of tunes, and they often sing on top of each other and make an interesting kind of thing. I'm a bass, so each one sings their part, and that's how you get the you know, harmony and stuff. But here's the interesting part that I've had a hard time explaining, and I'm going to show it to you this time. When the first time they sing through a song at a singing, get together for singing, you'll sing all day, the first time the melody is sung, they don't sing the words to the song. They sing the names of the shapes. So instead of singing, well, I'm going to show you. The song I'm going to play for you is Sherburn. It's fairly short. There are four parts. You'll hear them each distinctly. The basses, the tenors, the altos, and sopranos. And the first time through, they're going to sing the shapes. I'm a bass. So I'm going to sing for you the bass part of Sherburn. And I'm going to sing the shapes. And that's our wombat for today. So here comes Harry Baya singing the bass part of the shape note song Sherburn, which, by the way, the words were written in 1783. Here it is, Sherburn in shapes. Fa, 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 la, 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 so, fa, so, so, fa, fa, la, fa, la, 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 so, fa. La 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 fa so 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 fa 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 so la fa la so fa so so fa. Well, that's about as wombatty as you can get. And now here comes the song. This is Sherburn, sung by the Alabama Sacred Harp Singers. Alabama is one of the states where Sacred Harp is a big deal, and I went down one year to the National Convention in Birmingham, Alabama, and it was a trip. So here is the Alabama Sacred Harp Singers singing Sherburn. Listen for the shape notes being sung the first time they go through. Oh, the Alabama Sacred Harp Singers singing Sherburn. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. Wombats and Music is my chance to play for you songs I love each week, and I come on WEHC radio station at Emory and Henry College, Monday nights at 7 o'clock, and Saturdays at 1 in the afternoon. And each week I play for you songs I love, and occasionally do something odd, strange, put in a joke, a story, or, like tonight, sing you some shape notes. And those things I call wombats. So that's where I get my title, Wombats and Music. Here comes some music. This is going to be Green Green Rocky Road by Dave Van Ronk. And I heard him sing this and other songs 4 more years ago. I went to a singing one Sunday afternoon in a Unitarian church in Boston, and the singer that day was Dave Van Ronk, and I'd heard of him, but I'd never seen him, and I was only 3 or 4 seats away from him, and he sang, played the guitar and harmonica, and it was the first time, I think, in my life I'd ever been that close to someone who was that good. The talent was just overwhelming. I was excited. I just couldn't believe there was some sort of aura of magic around this guy. And I think part of it comes through in this song. This is Green Green Rocky Road by Dave Van Ronk.
Carpet on my floor, you come along. Follow me, we'll go down to Galilee. Green, green, rocky road, you're promenading green. Tell me who you love, tell me who you love. See that crow up in the sky, he don't walk. He just fly, he don't walk. He don't run, he keep on flapping to the sun. Hollin' green, green, rocky road, you're promenading green. Tell me who you love, tell me who you love. Little Miss Jane, you run to the wall, don't you stumble. Don't you fall or don't you sing? Don't you shout when I sing, you come running out. Hollin' green, green, rocky road, you're promenading green. Tell me who you love, tell me who you love. Does your mama chew tobacco? If your mama chews tobacco, ooga dooga, ooga dooga, soda cracker, yes. Green, green, rocky road, you're promenading green. Tell me who you love, tell me who you love. When I go by Baltimore, need no carpet on my floor, you come along. Follow me, there's a man in Galilee. Hollin' green, green, rocky road, you're promenading green. Tell me who you love, tell me who you love.
Green, Green, Rocky Road by Dave Van Ronk. Next up is a song with some strange history. It was a very popular song, bestseller in the U.S. three different times, 1941, 1946, and 1955. This is the 1955 version, Cool Water by Frankie Lane. And if you've ever been thirsty, ever wondered what it's like to be stuck without water, listen closely. This will take you there.
Water. All day I faced the barren waves without a taste of water. Cool. Water. Old Dan and I, with throats burned dry and souls that cry for water.
Water.
Cool.
Water.
Clean.
Water.
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 Keep moving, Dan. Don't you listen to him, Dan. He's the devil, not a man. Spread the burning sand with
water.
Dan, can you see that big green tree where the water's running free, waiting there for me and you? Nights are cool, I'm a fool each. Stars a pool of water, cool water,
water.
But with the dawn I'll wake and yawn and carry on to water,
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 water. Don't you listen to him, Dan. He's the devil, not a man. Spread the burning sand with
water.
Dan, can you see that big green tree where the water's running free, waiting there for me and you?
That was Cool Water by Frankie Lane. In 1985, there was a movie called Vision Quest, and it was about a boy who was a senior in high school, and he wanted to become the state wrestling champ. And he got into this Vision Quest thing. It's kind of an Indian thing where a young man in an Indian tribe would go off on a Vision Quest trying to find his soul and his future. And he was taking on this goal of being the wrestling champion as a Vision Quest. And in the process, he was living at home with his father, and a young woman in her 30s came to live in the house. She rented a room, and the young man, who was a senior in high school, got a crush on her, and they eventually began to date a little bit. And one night, they went out to a bar, and they were in the bar, and it was a nice scene. It was very pleasant. They were getting along, and they were talking, and the bar scene just kind of transitioned back into the band in the back. There was a small band, four or five people playing, and a woman singing. And I wasn't paying much attention to it, but all of a sudden I thought, wait a second, that's an awfully good song. What's it doing, you know? It turned out what they'd done is they'd put Madonna, one of the most famous singers in the world at that time, 1985, and she was back with this little band singing as if she were a nobody. And I love the song, and this is the song you're going to hear now. It's called Crazy for You. And it was so perfect because the young man, the 18-year-old, was falling in love with this older woman in her 30s. And the song Crazy for You exactly described what he was going through. So I'm going to play that for you now. Crazy for You by Madonna. Crazy for You by Madonna. I've enjoyed reading stories about naval battles and people on ships fighting at war, and I want to recommend three series. The first one is the Horatio Hornblower series. The second one is the Aubrey Maturin series. And the third is the Honor Harrington series. Honor Harrington is about a space cadet, a woman who becomes a seaman at sea, at space, and goes on to become an admiral. So they're all good series to read. Anyway, given that kind of background, this particular song, which is from 1950, is called The Roving Kind. Quite often, these ships will find another ship that they think is a friendly ship, and they'll think they're going to escort or it'll escort them. They can help each other. And it turns out that the ship is not what they thought it was, and then other things happen. And this sort of humorous song by Guy Mitchell from 1950, The Roving Kind, makes a sort of a similarity between a romance, a courtship, and two ships meeting at sea. So, The Roving Kind by Guy Mitchell.
As I cruised out one evening upon a night's career, I spied a lofty clipper ship, and to her I did steer. I hoisted out my signals, which she so quickly knew. And when she saw my bunting fly, she immediately hove to.
She had a dark and a roving eye, and her hair hung down in ringlets. She was a nice girl, a proper girl, but one of the roving kind.
I took her for some fish and chips, and treated her so fine, and hardly did I realize she was the roving kind. I kissed her lips, I missed her lips, and found to my surprise she was nothing but a pirate ship rigged up in a disguise.
She had a dark and a roving eye,
and her hair hung down in ringlets.
She was a nice girl, a proper girl, but one of the roving kind.
So come all ye good sailor men who sail the wintry sea, and come all ye apprentice lads, a warning take from me. Beware of lofty clipper ships, they'll be the ruin of you. For 'twas there she made me walk the plank and pushed me under too.
She had a dark and a roving eye, and her hair hung down in ringlets.
She was a nice girl, a proper girl, but one of the roving kind.
She was a nice girl, a proper girl, but
one of the roving kind.
The Roving Kind by Guy Mitchell. Next up is Sukiyaki by Kyu Sakamoto, the only song, as far as I know, ever to get in the top 100 songs in the U.S. in totally Japanese. It came out in 1961. It's one of the best-selling singles in the history of the world. Sukiyaki.
Oh,
Sukiyaki by Kyu Sakamoto. The next song is Red Velvet Dress by Lynn Hardy. Lynn Hardy wrote this song, and I heard her perform it about 30 years ago and fell in love with the song, learned it, and have sung it ever since. I encourage you to listen closely to the words and notice the moment when he or she knows that they are in love. It's real and it's important. The Red Velvet Dress by Lynn Hardy. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC, the radio station at Emory and Henry College. And now it's my chance to ask you to join me in doing something that I ask you every week. Please join me in celebrating, most joyously, our being here at all. Goodbye.